So first, I want to say thanks to the choir for Blessed Assurance. Thanks to the choir for the hymn.
Oh, 牧师话首先多谢诗班唱出咁好听嘅诗歌。
You know, music is universal. I was singing in Yingwen in my head.
大家好多都明啊，牧师话其实音乐咧系即系冇言语之分，系咪？所以牧师话你哋唱紧中文嘅时候咧，佢里边系唱紧英文嘅。
As I was singing it, you know, in Yingwen it says, "We follow our Savior all the day long."
佢喺英文裏面咧，佢係講話，即係我哋全程咧，全人咧都跟住我哋嘅救主嘅。
Which is exactly what my sermon's about.
就係今日牧師講嘅經文嗰關於嘅中心。
So if there's one reading I think in the Gospels that fit this, it's our reading today where Jesus says to follow Him.
咁牧師話就係我哋今日所讀到嘅福音係非常之就係講到今日呢個信息，就係我哋要跟從耶穌。
And I also want to take this opportunity to say xie xie to Eliza and to Mei Ting for translating with me. Thank you.
牧师话都想趁呢个机会多谢美婷同埋我系帮忙去翻译。
It shows great patience and endurance. So thanks.
牧师话表示有好多嘅耐性同埋好好嘅忍耐。
Yeah. Which is also what our reading's about.
亦都系我哋今日嘅嗰读到嘅福音所讲到嘅。
So it's been often said that one's character is revealed under pressure. At least in English we say under pressure. Adversity does not build character. Adversity reveals character. So when the going gets tough, what's our character? And I want to think about that today with our reading. When the going gets tough, what kind of person are we?
咁牧师讲到呢，好多时人都话当一个人嘅性受到好大嘅压力嘅时候，受到困难嘅时候，就会显出我哋嘅性格。而呢啲咁嘅压力咧，唔系话将我哋嘅性格塑造出嚟，而系显明我哋本身嘅品格系点样嘅一个人。当啲事情好困难嘅时候，当我哋有压力嘅时候，我哋嘅性格系点咧？我哋真正嘅品格系点咧？我哋系一个点样嘅人咧
？Our gospel reading today describes adversity as part of the Christian character.To be a Christian, to believe in Christ, is also to follow Christ. Christ lives in us. We live in Christ. Christ crucified, actually. That's our faith. Christ who suffered adversity for us. And while the sacrifice on the cross of Christ atones and covers our sins and the sins of the world, we still struggle with that sin in our lives. And we're called to daily die to sin,and rise to new life in Christ.
我哋今日读嘅福音咧，描述咗喺逆境里边基督徒嘅品格。成为基督徒咧，就系要相信耶稣，跟随耶稣。基督活喺我哋嘅里边，我哋生活喺基督嘅里边。被钉十字架基督就系我哋嘅信仰，为我哋受苦嘅基督。尽管基督喺十字架上面牺牲，弥补咗世人嘅罪孽。我哋咧每一日都仲系喺罪里边去斗争，我哋被呼唤每日咧都要系喺罪里边，好似又要再死一次咁样。但系亦都喺基督里边，亦都获得新嘅生命，每日都系咁样。
Because of sin and death in the world and sin in our hearts, we struggle with adversity in life. Jesus puts it this way in our gospel reading today.Jesus tells his disciples, he says quite clearly, if anyone would come after me, let him first deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it.
由于我们的世界和内心都是有罪和死亡，我们在生活里面很多时都是继续这样跟逆境去斗争。耶稣在我们今天读到的福音里面这样说，耶稣对门徒说，若有人要跟从我，就要舍己，背起他的十字架跟从我。因为凡要救自己生命的，必丧掉生命，为我丧掉生命的，必得着生命。
Taking up your cross, or taking the cross. You know, the cross was a symbol of pain and shame in Jesus' day. To die on the cross, as Jesus did, was to be accursed, forsaken. Jesus tells his followers to take up the cross, to follow him.
背起你的十字架， 十字架咧系耻辱同埋痛苦嘅象征，好似耶稣一样死喺十字架上边，就系被诅咒同埋被抛弃。耶稣话俾佢嘅跟随者要背起我哋嘅十字架嚟跟随佢。
In the Christian life, we often talk about crosses that we bear. These are sufferings that we endure. It could be pain, loss, the loss of a loved one, suffering that makes no sense. Think suffering of an illness or grief or really no fault of our own.
在基督徒的生活里面，我们背负着十字架，这些是我们所承受的痛苦。通常我们所忍受的这些十字架或者苦难是觉得毫无意义，只是会令人陷入痛苦。想想我们觉得遭受这些疾病并不是我们自己的过错。
So we got cross bearing, that's a given. But Jesus is not talking here about cross bearing, he's talking about cross taking. Taking up the cross, to die to self, to rise to new life in Jesus. To die to self, to rise in Christ for others. And the Christian life then is one of humility and sacrifice. And actually in the New Testament, Christians are called priests, all of us. Priests sacrifice themselves to God for the sake of others. That's what priests do. Our lives are living sacrifices, as the Bible puts it, in God, in Christ, for others.
而耶稣在这里谈论的呢，不是只是背十字架，而要背负十字架，背起我们的十字架去舍己，并在耶稣里面呢获到新的生命，在耶稣里面为其他人去复活。基督徒的生活是一种谦卑和牺牲的生活。在新约里面，基督徒都被称为祭司，祭司是为其他人而向上帝去牺牲自己。我们的生命是在基督里面为其他人去献上给上帝的活祭。
To be a sacrifice then means to die to the self needs to give our risen life then to others. And this dying of self happens when we confess our sins and realize that our lives are actually meant for others. We use words to confess our sins. Yes, we do on Sunday at the start of our service, but we also are meant to say it without words, right? In our lives, our very selves given to God in Christ for others.
去牺牲意味着呢，就要让自我死去，将复活的自我去奉献给其他的人。当我们承认自己的罪，并且意识到我们的生命是为其他人而活着而存在的时候，这一种自我死亡就会发生。我们是每个星期日回到来也都会承认我们的罪，而且我们也是用言语来承认我们的罪，但是有时我们都是在没有说话之间也都明白到自己的罪。就好像我们在礼拜每个星期回到来教堂一样，我们是用很多有说话或者无言的方式来承认我们自己的罪，将我们在基督里面为他人献给上帝。
This is how the Apostle Paul puts it in our second reading today from Romans. He says to let love be genuine. Abhor what is evil, hold fast to what is good. Love one another with brotherly and sisterly affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. Do not be slothful in zeal, be fervent in spirit, serve the Lord. To rejoice or be happy in our lives in hope. Be patient in struggle or tribulation. Be constant in prayer.Contribute to the needs of the saints and seek to show hospitality.
这个就是使徒保罗今天在我们读到的罗马书所讲，爱要真诚，憎恶恶事，坚持好的事情，以弟兄姊妹一样的感情彼此相爱，在表现荣誉方面的超越的彼此，热心是不可以懒惰，心里面要有一重热火去侍奉主，在指望里面要喜乐，在患难里面要忍耐，祷告要恳切，亦都满足圣徒的需要和寻求，表现出我们的热情、好客、诚恳对待其他人。
Nowhere here does Paul or really anywhere in the New Testament says that I know that we should make sure everyone around us know that you are right. Make sure others know that they are wrong. make others realize their faults. It doesn't say that. Judgment, as Scripture says, begins with the house of God, or begins with each of us. We confess that we are sinners who are at best, you could put it this way, addicts to sin in constant recovery.
而使徒保罗在这里没有讲到话要确保你周围的人都知道你是对，而确保其他人都知道他们是错。正如圣经所讲，审判是从神去开始的，从我们每个人的开始，我们承认我们自己是罪人，是顶笼都只可以说是不断的知道自己是沉迷于罪里面的，不停的去想办法去康复。
When we give of our lives to God in Christ to others, we give to Christ our sin and our shame and our blame. We give it all to Christ. We even give Christ our life and our death. Whoever loses his life, Christ says, for my sake, will find it. And we find our lives in Christ, Christ who gives us his new life, his forgiveness, his salvation.
当我们在基督里面为他人将生命交托给神的时候，我们就将我们的罪、我们的耻辱和责备全部都交托了给神，交托了给基督。我们就将我们的死亡也都交托了给基督。基督说，凡是为了我而失去生命的人都将得到生命。我们在基督里面找到我们自己的生命，基督给了我们宽恕、生命和救赎的新生命。
Paul goes on in our second reading to say this, bless those who persecute you, bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice, weep with those who weep, live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Never be wise in your own right. Repay no one evil for evil, but give thought to what is honorable in the sight of all. And if it possible, if it depends any on you, try and live peaceably with each other. Beloved, never avenge yourselves, as Paul puts it, with the wrath of God, for it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay as the Lord. And Paul says this, to the contrary, if your enemy or that person you don't like is hungry, feed him if he's thirsty, give him something to drink, for by doing you will heap burning coals on his head. And here's the main point. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good.
保罗在我们今天所读到的福音里面继续这样说，逼迫你们的要为他们祝福，祝福他们，不要咒骂他们，与喜乐的人同喜乐，与哀哭的人同哭，彼此和谐相处，不可高慕，而要与卑微的人交往，永远不要自以为聪明，不以恶报恶，而要行众人视为正直的事。如果可以的话，就你们自己而言，与大家和睦相处。亲爱的，永远不要为自己报仇，而要为让上帝的愤怒来解决。因为经上说，主说，伸冤在我，我必报应。相反，如果你的罪人饿了，就喂他；如果你的罪人渴了，就给他喝点东西。因为你们这样做，就是要把炭火堆在他的头上，不为恶所胜，而要善胜恶。
When we face conflicts as Christians, and we surely will, the Christ-like, the Christ-inspired way to live is to make the first move toward reconciliation. When we are wronged, or when others have wronged us, or when we have been wronged, right? The Christ way is to reach out to the other person in the spirit of humility and peace. This isn't easy, but Jesus says, take up your cross and deny yourself. If you think about it, how many conflicts in our lives would be avoided and settled once and for all if each of us could with courage make that first move toward forgiveness and reconciliation.
当我们自己身为基督徒而面临冲突的时候，就好似基督和受基督启发的生活方式，就要我们要行出第一步 和解，想办法和解的第一步。当我们受到委屈或者是冤屈其他人的时候，基督的方式就是本住谦卑和和平的精神，向其他人伸出援手，背起我们自己的十字架，并且是舍己。只要我们每个人都能够行出第一步的宽恕和和解的这一步，我们生活里面有很多的冲突都可以避免，并且是一路永日的是可以解决。
Can I just share a little story? It wasn't in yours. Just an example of this. I remember I have a brother, and once I said something to my brother I shouldn't have. I was wrong.
牧师想分享一个故事，他有个Is it your older brother or your younger brother?
Younger.
Oh, 他有个他有个弟弟，咁佢话佢同佢讲啲说话咧，佢系唔应该讲嘅。
You don't have to raise your hands, but if you have a brother or sister, you've probably said something wrong to them, right?
牧师话你唔需要举手嘅，但系如果你有个弟弟啊、妹妹啊之类咧，佢都肯定你就有时都会讲错说话嘅对佢哋。
We were kids. I made my brother so mad that he kicked me in the stomach.
佢哋细路仔嗰阵时咧，牧师令到佢个细佬好嬲咧，嬲到佢细佬踢佢个肚。
I couldn't breathe. I was doubled over in pain.
牧师当时咧好辛苦、好痛咁啊，直头成个人都弯晒腰。
At first, I was really mad.
首先咧，佢本来好嬲嘅。
But then I realized that I had it coming.
跟住佢自己就留意，就谂到咧系佢自己攞嚟嘅。
And instead of fighting back, I actually took that moment and said to my brother, "I'm sorry."
佢话咁，所以咧，佢当时唔系话同佢细佬继续去闹架或者打，而系咧佢对细佬话对唔住。
He shouldn't have kicked me。
佢细佬系唔应该踢佢嘅。
But I shouldn't have said what I said。
但系佢亦都唔应该讲佢讲啲唔应该讲嘅说话。
I took the first move towards forgiveness。
因为系佢自己攞嚟嘅，令到佢细佬咁嬲。
By the way, now we're great friends。
咁啊，牧师话，因为佢首先第一步同佢细佬讲对唔住啦，求佢即系希望佢饶恕佢啦。咁所以之后咧冇事啦，佢而家系非常之好嘅朋友。
That's a simple example, but isn't that true of our lives?
这个是一个非常简单的例子，但牧师说其实我们生活里面很多时候都有这样的事情的，是不是
Marriages, friendships, co-workers.
无论是婚姻里面朋友或者你同你是做工的人。
Jesus wants us to take the first move towards reconciliation.
耶稣想我们是走出第一步去解决和解的事情。
Okay, I'll go back now. Okay. There will certainly be objections to this, right?I've heard, well, the person sinned and did wrong. That's true. But the way toward reconciliation with sinners is to always remember that we're sinners. Christ died for sinners, all of us. We realize the magnitude of this sin, that we would see the magnitude of our Savior, Jesus, and the possibility of reconciliation.
咁牧师话，当然有啲人可能会反对啦。咁呢啲人话，呢啲人犯咗，啲人觉得话，呢人犯咗罪，又做错事。咁呢个可能系真嘅，但系同罪人和解嘅方法就系永远记住，我哋自己都系罪人。基督为罪人，为我哋所有人嘅而去死。我哋认识到罪系几咁严重，亦都认识到救主耶稣佢嘅救恩系几咁严重，几咁真实。
Jesus wants us to think about who in our lives this week can we sacrifice ourselves for. We're priests of God, Scripture says, all of us. Priests, we sacrifice for each other.We sacrifice in prayer. We sacrifice in giving. To whom can we sacrifice ourselves and our pride for? Who do we need to forgive?
咁呢个星期我哋可以为生命里边嘅为谁去牺牲呢？系作为神嘅祭司，我哋可以为其他边一个人去献上呢个祷告呢？我哋以为系为边个人可以牺牲我哋嘅自我，牺牲我哋自己？我哋自己嘅骄傲，我哋又可以需要去原谅边一个呢？
In our culture, apologies are either seen as fake often or weak. How can we do better than that as Christians? How can we lose our lives in Christ and find our lives in each other?
喺一个道歉通常显得虚假或者我哋软弱嘅文化里边，我哋点样先能够做得更加好呢？我哋点样先可以失去喺基督里面嘅生命，而为彼此揾到大家嘅生命呢
？Our epistle reading today, our second reading, holds significance for me in my ministry. I often return to this reading It was the second reading when I was ordained as a pastor many years ago now. And each time I return to this reading from Romans chapter 12, I realize the heart of Jesus, genuine love in Jesus, love that does not insist on its own way. It insists on the needs of others. I measure myself by this reading. Sometimes I fail. Sometimes I'm there. I think about how many needless conflicts would be avoided if I or we just took this reading to heart. Let love be genuine. Overcome evil with good.
我哋今日所读到嘅书信，即系我哋第二读到嘅经文啦嘅书信。牧师话对佢嘅事工嚟讲咧，系非常之有重大嘅意义嘅，因为呢个喺好多年前牧师被受牧嘅时候，其实当时有读到嘅第二次读到第二个读过嘅经文。每次牧师读到呢个书嘅时候咧，佢都会体会到耶稣嘅心，耶稣里边真正嘅爱。爱确实要坚持自己嘅方式，而且都坚持别人嘅需要。如果我哋牢记住呢句说话，爱要真诚，就可以避免咗好多不必要嘅冲突。我哋要以善去胜恶。
What kind of character do we really have, right? When the going gets tough, that's when character is revealed. When we are challenged, when we face adversity,It will surely come our way. We pray along with this reading today, right? That we would lose our lives for Christ's sake. That we would follow, not grow weary. That our love would be genuine.
当事情是很困难的时候，我们到底是一个怎样的性格，怎样的品格呢？当我们受到挑战的时候，当我们面对肯定会降临到我们身上的逆境的时候，我们祈祷为了基督的缘故，我们会失去生命，但我们会跟随并且不会感到疲倦，因为我们知道我们得到基督里面得到新的生命，我们的爱是真诚的。阿们。